Okay, we've made an offer on the old Seton Elementary School, which is over near Elba. Okay, this next coming Thursday is the final meeting with the administrative board for the Lapeer Schools on a final decision. Deposit's been made. All the forms have been filled out up to this point. So this coming Thursday, supposedly, we will kind of close the deal in terms of the acceptance of the bid. Verbally, it's all happened. It's just running through its processes. At that point, it will go into deed transfer, stuff like that. So that's where it is in terms of the physical building. Now the big challenge is, what do we do with it now that it's going to be ours? And we believe that what the Lord is doing is he is inviting us into an additional community. And the reason I'm explaining that to all of you is because what's not going to happen is we're not going to take Lapeer Assembly of God and move us all to a different building. That's not what we feel like we need to do. We feel like this is still where we need to maintain ministry at a high level. And so we're feeling that draw that what the Lord is inviting us to is in both places. A lot of things are in the discussion state still. So I can't give you absolutes, but I can at least give you enough information to give your hearts just a little bit of direction as to how we're walking this out. The goal, and we feel confirmed by the Lord, that what he wants us to do is it will ultimately be like a church plant, but we're calling it a satellite church because I will continue to be involved in both cases, in both situations. I will continue to, be the senior pastor in both settings. And I realized the first response is, whoa, wait a minute, that's going to spread you so thin, and how you going to... No, it's the Lord has been preparing me to do ministry different. And what's the date today, the 2nd? In 3 more days is going to be our, Sue and I and our family, our 19th anniversary for being here at this church. Wow. Where did that go? 19 years. And it's 19 years of preparation. And grandparents, there's a reason that God lets you get tired. It's so that you parent different with your grandchildren than you do with your children. And I'm not suggesting that I'm tired. I'm just saying, the role looks different. The way that you're a grandparent and the way that you're a parent is very different. It's interesting to me how our natural life is so parallel to what the Lord has done with us in ministry. Right now, Sue and I are both parents, and we're both grandparents, and I describe that to you. We have an 8-year-old son, we have a 7-year-old grandson, and it's all this mixture of things, and that's kind of what's happening to us also. So the Lord is, and I've talked about it with elders and board members, and over the last several years, I've watched this transition that's happened. And so I'm excited about the possibilities of just that kind of oversight. But the reason it's going to be just a little different is it's not just about planting another church someplace like we did with Romeo and with Columbiaville. With Columbiaville and Romeo, we sent people out to establish different identities in different DNA. In this case, it's going to be about duplication of the same thing that we are here in some respects. I know that there will be some differences. How much time did this take? I don't know, because this is going to be all new for all of us. But it's going to be fun because I know that this is how the Lord is inviting us into a new community in a whole different area. At first, I struggled with it because of the location of the building. I said, Lord, it's out in the middle of nowhere. I don't, you know, location, location, location. And, of course, the Lord reminds you, you know, we're not running a business here. We're about redemption. And I realize if you've ever been over to the building itself, you know, there's probably 150 plus homes that are right there within a mile radius of that building. And then it sits to one side of it, 9 miles away, is Lapeer. And then you got the south end of all of that. And then you got Davison as you go the other direction. So it just kind of spreads our wings a little bit. What does that look like in detail? I can't help you a lot with that yet. And the reason it's very intentional, because I'm not intending on just reading the books on process. What I've done is I've willfully chosen to go into the secret place before the Lord and just ask Him to give us divine direction for how we need to work this out and how we need to live this out. I think over the next several months as we pray, and we'll have very specific times of prayer and fasting, that we make sure that this happens well and it happens right, because I want to continue to maintain this health that's found here in this place. And then as we're maintaining this health, we're going to transfer a health into a whole new community and see how the Lord will give us more and more opportunity to just minister to those in another area. So we've got people right now that are driving for 35 minutes from that direction. And in a couple cases, we had people that were driving from Holly to here. And so you just kind of get that idea of the scope of the possibilities. And most of you who have been here, you know that this is not about me. This is not about me building something for my personality. It's about the kingdom. It's about what the Lord wants to do. And Lapeer Assembly of God is not the end-all and be-all. Jesus Christ is. And the Lord is doing amazing things in so many different types of churches and situations. But I don't pastor those situations. I pastor this one. And so I'm asking the Lord to just kind of direct us on this path. Up to this point, it's been the excitement of just the acquisition of the building. And they handed me a key this past week, and Sue and I went over there and just kind of walked the halls a little bit. And I got to tell you, my first feeling was, oh no, what have we done? If I can be slightly transparent, I'm like, okay, Lord, you put me in one of those positions where I cannot do this myself. I get it. But as I look in this place, I say, wow, oh my gosh, what the potential we have to meet people and to bring them in. There's some people that are here this morning for the very first time. And they're looking for something, and it's not Lapeer Assembly of God that they're looking for. It's the God that we have been worshiping, the Lord that we have been lifting up, the Holy Spirit that we have been inviting in. And we've got to do our best not to just be closed in and make this beautiful little glee club right here on the corner of Daly and Farnsworth. I believe that the message we have in our lives and our hearts needs to be told over and over and over again. I believe the Lord, by His grace, and the Holy Spirit, by His power, has kept a health in this church. He's kept us protected. There's a balance in some of the things that we're experiencing. And He's setting us up for great success in the kingdom, not necessarily in this life. And so we can build bigger buildings here, and we can do all of that stuff. But I think one of the things that's happening in the church culture is we're longing again for intimacy. I think you're going to see a shift in the church culture again. I know that You know, we've got mega churches. That's a terminology we hear a lot about. And some of these large churches do church well. But the ones that do church well are the ones that do small church well within that large church. They find ways to keep people intimate. That's the reason this church is about relationship, and that's the reason we have our fellowship groups, and that's why we have the teaching times on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning. That's why we do all that, to keep ministry at a relational level. We're so much in danger in our culture of losing intimacy. Our young people, listen, I get the texting thing. I can't do it as fast as you do it, but I do text. Not at lightning speed. But one of the things I don't do is carry on a relationship through texting. It can't happen. There's nothing that can replace eye to eye. Nothing. You can't replace it. Texting is not going to create intimacy with any relationship. So yeah, we can utilize these tools, but don't let it replace something, because we're going to lose something. Families, you're seeing it in your own families. You're losing intimacy because of this, the way that we're moving to communicate. Guard against it. Text, okay? It's a great way to shoot just a thought or information, but don't try and have a relationship through these mediums. Don't do it. I say all that to say that's what we have to be about. As we transition, what's the time frame that this is going to take? Not really certain, but I'm hoping it will be no sooner than spring, early spring, and hopefully no later than early fall, that we'll start doing something that will move in that direction. Literally in the next several months, I want you to be praying and asking the Lord what you think your role is going to be in this. Because I'm going to be having conversations with you about that. What we need to do is get people solidified. You need to know that you're here to minister in this spot. You need to know that you're there to minister in that spot. And I will help in those transitions and what it looks like. And so, you know, I'm not overthinking the idea of names and presentation and all of that. For the time being, I'm just referring to it as Lapeer Assembly of God West, Lapeer Assembly of God East. And the only reason I'm using that terminology now is for the sake of continued identity. Okay? When people over in that community, if they're wondering what's about to happen to them, then people can say, well, Lapeer Assembly of God is the one that's going to be here. And hopefully you guys have built a nice enough reputation where that will be a good thing. If you haven't, shame on you. So hopefully we can't take the time to open it up for questions, because it'll take off in too many different directions. But I wanted to give you an update as to where it's at right now. My heart's desire is to continue this kind of health and momentum right here at this place until the Lord releases us to go into that community, because we only get one chance to do it the first time and to do it right. So if we have to wait a year before we do anything in respect to a plant, then it's worth the time and it's worth the preparation. So in the meantime, we are going to continue to do what we're doing right here in this place. And you can see, you look around. I mean, God is always bringing us new faces and new situations and new people. And it's time for us to start living in a little bit of faith. A lot of faith on my part. I can feel it. I'm excited about it. I know that the Lord is in it, and because he is in it, he is going to just do tremendous things. We have seen miracle after miracle. That place, once it's been approved and once it's been accepted, will also be debt-free because of the preparation that has happened right here on this place. There will be no debt going into it. There is already money being set aside for the sake of that. So the possibilities are just endless in what we can accomplish in both places. Okay? Would you just bow your heads with me? And let's just take this issue before the Lord one more time in this service. And I'm going to have you guys, if you'll come back up in a few minutes and just, let's do that hungry song again, okay? Because it so much speaks to where my heart is. I just want to be hungry for God, for His presence, for His power. Lord, I praise You. You are a spectacular God. I know that there's times when I look up into the heavens and I feel so small and potentially insignificant because of the multitudes of those who hustle and bustle, particularly as we see it during the holidays. Such a massive movement of people and circumstances and situations. And often I feel like, what can I do to make a difference? But I know, Lord, that this place has been ordained by You. I know that we have a purpose. I know we're part of Your glorious and magnificent plan. In this endeavor, this calling that we feel like You have on us as a people and a body, we submit all of it to You. We want Your name to be lifted up. Not Lapeer Assembly of God. We want people to think of Christ first before they think of us. But we also see this as an invitation, Lord, that You have invited us in to continue to be part of what You're already doing. You said You would build Your church. You didn't say that You would build my church. And You didn't say that we would build Your church. You said You would build Your church, and I know You're doing it. You're doing it. And now, once again, You're inviting us in to be part of what You're already doing. Thank You for that. My heart is overwhelmed. My heart is humbled. But I ask, Lord, as Your Spirit moves through this body, that You would prepare us perfectly, that the enemy has no place of disruption or confusion, but that there would be a transition that is holy unto Your name, and that You would stir those giftings that You have created in us, giving us new opportunity and people new opportunity to minister in a variety of ways. You are a blessed Lord. And I thank You for what You are doing in the lives and families and marriages in this place. I'm overwhelmed, and I stand here with such a deep sense of gratitude for what You have done in us. In this song, Lord, hungry, hungry. That's what I want to continue to be for You. It's just hungry for You. I ask, Holy Spirit, that You'd do something real, even in the hearts of our young people in this service, that there would be a healing and a hunger that would be restored in many of their lives. Because I think there's many of us in this church right now that we feel a stagnation that's settled into our lives. We haven't been challenged in faith, but now You give us new opportunity. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You.